Everything San Bernardino, July 21, 2020, 8:13 p.m. James. I have a question. Can you help? Everything San Bernardino, how can we help? James. First, I would like to introduce myself as a native-born resident of San Bernardino and some history I have with the city in my youth. I am age 54 today. I was in the San Bernardino Sun when it says I was age 18. James. As you can see, these links are valid in Facebook. As Facebook processes these links to images, so should you. Article, Home Computers Can Talk with Library. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.realupHuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/sbpercent20sun%20-percent20home%20computers%20can%20 single quote talk single quote%20-to%20library.jpg San Bernardino Sun article Home Computers Can Talk to Library. Page 1. Everything San Bernardino. Very nice. If you have any story ideas, old photos, please feel free to share them. James. Page 2 from the Sun. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.realupHuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/sbpercent20sun%20-percent20home%20computers%20can%20single quote talk single quote%20-to%20library%20%5bpg%202%5d.jpg San Bernardino Sun article Home Computers Can Talk to Library. Page 2. My very first job was working for the San Bernardino Public Library. What this article in the San Bernardino Sun is referring to is an electronic bulletin board, dial-up. Can you please read the article in full? Sorry I don't have a date, but is it about 1986? I everything San Bernardino, we will check it out. Thank you. Also related is this library journal article PDF. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.realupHuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/public%20access%20microcomputer%20services%20in%20public%20libraries.pdf This is a proof that I was actually involved in the move from 4th and Arrowhead to the new location. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.realupHuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/norman%20f%20feltham%20library.jpg Plaque with the words, Norman F. Feltham Central Library 1985 James Driscoll. I have some history to link and then some current events to establish. This will become clearer to why this certificate is being placed to you. I being a former notary. My story that I would like to provide to you in very much real. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.realupHuman.net/item-proofs/history-driscoll/notary-certificate1077638%5befl%5d.jpg Notary Certificate 4. James M. Driscoll Notary Public of San Bernardino Commission Number 1077638 Term commencing November 13, 1995 and ending November 12, 1999 with the principal place of business in the county of Alameda. This is my resume. http://facebook.everythingsanbernardino.inthemindway.org/resume/jmd_resume.html Please review the section of my first job, the Cozant Computer Center at the library. I will proceed when you have that grasp of foundation of things so far. Thanks. As the pointer has made it to this part so far, my name is James Martin Driscoll and first am currently living back in San Bernardino at the family home on Grande Vista. This home has been in the family since I was page 5. That is where this story being told to you is being written. Please acknowledge my history and if there is any questions you might have in the background details provided. Since you have my name, can I get yours here so I can properly address you as a person rather than a Facebook page? Thank you. Everything San Bernardino. James. Thank you again. We will check out the articles. James. I hear you, 6:54 p.m. QR code URL, https://flautu.it/d7-5. Time magazine cover August 29, 2014. Why We're Losing the Internet to the Culture of Hate by Joel Stein. An answer YouTube video directed in view of Mike Viers quoted in this article. Scan code. But grew up 2020. Great reasons us will unite peace. A police haters conspiracy hashtag stop gangstalking. Everything San Bernardino high. How can we help you? 9:05 p.m. James. Is that an offer to help based upon my sharing items or just a general query because of our interconnection presence? http://facebook.fuckituphuman.net/azusept/part-1-of-2-the-haters-of-gangstalking.org 14:09 sec playtime. I really could use some clout, in view that a short audio might bring you into a focus of what is happening from San Bernardino County District Attorney's Public Affairs Director Mike iSocialCop Byers and myself, where I went onto the Facebook Messenger tool to begin some kind of connection to resolve an intractable conflict and wicked problem in my life. I have hashtag HiVulnerable, a tag on social media describing that I have no HIV/AIDS care doctor because I cannot have an open, honest relationship with any doctor in that role in this country. In a cause to effect influences that is sheltered but obviously present, asking too many questions about real important issues draws disconnections and terminates from social services and doctor care, down and out instead of moving the conversation upward. In this, it has a very visible and common encounter in my life. I was first infected by HIV in September 1999 and I began documenting this weird way with the registration of my internet domains, at realuphuman.net, at fuckituphuman.net, in June 2005. Being subject to targets of things over the years in this silence of madness to understand, this is how we can view it to collectively understand the now finally placed research findings. I did not discover the overhang term hashtag gangstalking bug only the last couple of years. Since June of 2005 with the registration of my internet domains, I have been a targeted individual of hashtag gangstalking. It has traveled with me region to region and has only not really shown itself during the year I lived in Wyoming. I lived in Oakland CA 2005 when it started and lost the footing of my tenancy July 16, 2006 with the registration internet domain of @grewupnet, traveled back to San Bernardino then to San Diego North County back to San Bernardino and then wildly off on a suicidal trip to nowhere landing in Wyoming for a year which secured low-cost mental health treatment in Cheyenne, Wyoming for a year and then moved to Denver, tenancy collapsed and back in San Bernardino starting in July 2017. As all of this motion of moving, my property stored regions, and all of that, much of my life has been disseminated across the emotional void. From what I can determine in all of this, there is no place of consulate available to reach to find empowerment to pull these forward. National Institutes of Health, Research Findings Paper. Int. J. Environ Res. Public Health. 2020 April, 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6, doi:10.3390/ajerf17072506pmcid, PMC7178134. PMID 32268595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. Author Information Article Notes Copyright and License Information Disclaimer https://.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/pmc/articles/pmc7178134/. Audio Narrative Media, http://web.domains.realupHuman.net/ni.gov/pmc7178134-thepanomenology of group stalking/single/gang/stalking/single/a-content-analysis-of-subjective-experiences-sheridan-james-april-06-2020-audio.org. Please, pretty please, can you offer your time into this complex matter? Find some real need. This is a matter of life and health of our entire society. QR code URL https://flautu.it/d7-5. Being myself is not more than enough. I want to die. No help from any source I reach to. 46 views, premiered August 22, 2020. Macked upon 9 subscribers. I just do not know how to describe the emotional overwhelming of bewilderment on this subject. The media in this request of help, some are elong, this one is 2 hours 11 minutes, but really it needs to be. If you listened to the audio file from above, now you get the character being that smile.